From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promised the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
North Korea on Friday accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on the upcoming Olympic Games to take place on Tuesday, January 9th. Iran's parliament is now set to hold a special session to discuss the anti-government protests that began December 28th and continued through this week. Iran's ISNA news agency reported that Iran's interior minister, head of intelligence and security council chief are all expected to attend the meeting. And at least 20 people have died in the protest and more than 1,000 have been arrested thus far. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to decide next week whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran and where suspended under the 2015 international deal of Iran's nuclear program. The waiver must be renewed every 120 days, according to U.S. law. Syrian regime forces have seized a key town in the Islamic State stronghold region of Idlib. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province. The move into the region is primarily aimed at freeing a key road that connects Aleppo, Syria's second city. This is VOA.